The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hump Day, one day before the big day edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hammond, your host. My co-host is the one and only Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Hello.
Gentlemen, he doesn't have the Bob Westhope harmonica, but he does have that distinctive voice, the golden tones. On 550K Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. You're on AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch valley, KTGO 1090, booming to the Bakken and Tioga, Williston, Watford City, Stanley, and that entire region of northwest North Dakota, and of course KLTC on the western edge, 1460 on your radio dial in Dickinson. Thanks for joining us on What's on Your Mind. We appreciate you very much. Busy program without me, I might add, because I need to leave for the airport and catch a plane to the big day tomorrow, Tampa, Florida. NCAA college hockey should be a whole lot of fun, and we'll have broadcast Thursday and Friday from the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 studio. And gosh, is that going to be fun? We have a really fun couple of days planned for you. Don't miss it, and you're going to enjoy it very much. Brought to you today by North Dakota Oil Can. Find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I love their Facebook page. I pick up a lot of great stories, and great videos, good stuff. Check them out, North Dakota Oil Can. Pat Finken in for me today, and Pat is the president of ODNI, a North Dakota Advertising, Public Affairs, and Public Relations Consulting Company, member of the Board of Directors of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and respected North Dakota political activist and pundit, part of the Wayne Stengem team. You might hear a little bit about that today on What's on Your Mind. Here they are, folks, the one and only Pat Finken and his most able co-host today, Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Pat, take it away.
Hey, thanks, Scotty. I appreciate the opportunity to come and share a little time today, talk about the issues of the day. I will tell you that I was disappointed because I actually volunteered to go to Tampa for Scott so he could stay here, because I know how much he likes to do the show. But I volunteered to do that, but he decided he had to tough it out. This, you know, somebody's got to do the tough jobs, and so
he never lets anybody. He never lets me. I'm always left behind.
I am here. Because Scott decided he'd be the one that had to go to Tampa for the Frozen Four. So good luck to UND at the Frozen Four. Go Hawks. Oops. Anyway, rest of the story is that it would be exciting.
Oops.
It would be exciting today to, or this week, to have both UND win at hockey and NDSU win at football. Everybody's happy. And now if we could only get the Minot State Beavers to really... Sorry. Little Minot Days kind of stuff.
How's their baseball team? Do they have a good baseball?
You know, when your kids go to college and do all that, you kind of lose touch with your own roots, right? So, you know, I'm more attuned with what's going on in the schools that my kids went to. So, anyway, this is a sign that you're getting old. My youngest kid turned 30 this week.
Oh. That's going to feel old.
Yeah, that is old. Well, anyway, welcome to What's on Your Mind, the radio talk show where you get to let the world know what you think and what your solutions to the world challenges are. And, of course, in this first hour, we've got the weekly town hall with our congressman, our favorite congressman, Kevin Cramer. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Pat, it's good to be with you. And it's an hour earlier than most weeks, but I'm actually at the home of the Fighting Hawks. There's something Scott wouldn't say, at least I don't think he could yet. But I am in Grand Forks and just had breakfast with the current president of the University of North Dakota, Ed Schaefer, along with about 25 of my favorite Republicans from Grand Forks. I'm in town to do a couple of town halls, one with college students and one with high school students. And I don't like to eat alone, so I put the word out to a few of my friends a couple of days ago, and I had a wonderful little family breakfast this morning, so kind of fun.
You got a lot of friends if you got 25 for breakfast this morning. If I were to put out an all call, it'd be three of us at McDonald's.
Well, even if you told them you're buying?
Even if I told them I was buying.
Wow. Yeah, and I'd show up.
I didn't buy, but we had a wonderful get-together. Also, though, you guys, I wanted to throw out, since you're on the topic of national champions, you remind folks that the University of Mary's very own Devin Douglas won the NCAA College Slam Dunk Contest. At the
yes,
final
that was wow, crazy wow. exciting. I understand you even got to touch the belt yesterday.
I did.
The World right. Championship belt.
You guys, if you ever you've seen those belts, you know, especially boxers and whatnot. And you think, well, I wonder how plasticky they are, or if they're really heavy, or if they, you know, it's just costume. This baby, you couldn't wear it. I mean, it was big time. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that was how cool is that though? Our very own University of Mary player. And when we talk about that, this is not NCAA Division II like Mary's in that division. This is the whole NCAA college basketball. I mean, we're talking about players that were just in the. In the finals the other day, right. competing in this right. stuff. This is big. This is big stuff, folks.
Yeah, it was really cool. So we're pretty proud in Bismarck, and I think throughout the state of North Dakota, of Devin. And Devin's, you'll probably hear a lot more about him as we go forward. But Devin's from Clinton, Iowa, and he's got a story that is just so remarkable and so cool. And you know, when ESPN interviewed him and asked him, you know, you gave him the belt, he said, "This is going right back to the University of Mary. To our coaches and our fans and our school has earned this." And that's that. And for an individual accomplishment for a young man to say that about his school, it's pretty special. So we're pretty proud.
Well, and it should be, of course. Those of you that know Kevin know that he worked at the University of Mary for a while, but also has always been a big supporter of that school as well. Well, we might as well get into business here, Kevin. I want to invite our listeners to join the discussion today. As always, Kevin is more than willing to answer any of your questions or if you need any information, share what he can today. If you want to be part of the show, you can join us at 1-800-228-0550 or in the Bismarck area at 701-258-0550. You can email us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can text us at 701-226-8503. So, Kevin, to kind of kick things off, I wanted to ask you about this. One of the conservative bloggers in the state of North Dakota, and for those that don't know, that at the last weekend's Republican state convention, Kevin came out and endorsed Donald Trump for president. And one of the conservative pollster or one of the conservative bloggers came out and said, it might be just Kevin trying to punk us all, just to have a little fun with us all. I'm curious about whether or not that's the real deal or if you were serious about your endorsement, and if so, why? But also, you know, were you just punking us? Because, Kevin, I've seen that look in your eye before. I've seen that little twinkle. And I understand where this guy's coming from.
Yeah. No, yeah, he did reference the twinkle or the gleam. That's sort of like George Bush's smirk. You know, it's just in me. I can't help it. It's just the way I am. But, no, the reality is I endorsed the Donald Trump for the Republican nomination quite intentionally. And I don't think listeners of this show would be overly surprised by it. While I've expressed plenty of concerns about him, in fact, we've gotten into some pretty good debates with some of the callers about, is he conservative enough? You know, what do you feel about his, you know, his recent conversions? Is that adequate? You know, and he's got these other, you know, ill manners and things that people reference. All of those are legitimate discussion points, but I don't think it surprises anybody listening to the show that one of my great concerns about our national party, and it's a concern about how we're doing things at the state level as well, although let me say right up front, I do not think Kelly Armstrong and his team and the volunteers in Fargo could have run a better, more fair, more rigorous, more firm, more gracious convention than they ran. It was such a pleasure and honor to be a part of that convention. That said, the earlier decision, which people have heard me be critical of before, the earlier decision by our party leaders to not have a caucus in North Dakota, but rather simply elect delegates to the national convention during this year of presidential sweepstakes, in my mind, was a very unfortunate call. And the way I tee it up, Pat, is that, you know, 188,320 North Dakotans voted for Mitt Romney. That means about 187,000 of those people, you know, weren't at the convention for various reasons. Now, to me, to not have given voice to that really is an error in Democrat in democracy and in our responsibility to facilitate it as a political party. So that said, now there are circumstances that made it very difficult. I'm not blaming anybody particularly. The timing of it, the new rules, it was very burdensome. But that said, I ran my own online straw poll so that we could give some informative discussion to who would North Dakota Republicans want. And as people know, 38% of the people participated in my poll. It was online. It was over the course of a month. We did screen out non-North Dakotans. We did screen out that we remove all the duplicate votes, and there were some. Imagine that. We had IP addresses, things that allowed us to screen that. But even at that, 38% voted for Donald Trump, 26% for Ted Cruz, and then Ben Carson, who wasn't even in the race most of this during this time, and he was in like the mid-teens, and Marco Rubio's I think at 18, something like that. And I just felt like I needed to give voice to that and give voice to that process, and that was my main reason. I have other reasons regarding party politics and keeping the party together rather than, you know.
And Kevin, I
a whole bunch of new people.
I appreciate that. We're already up on our first hard break. Obviously, we're going to go back to the phones and take your calls after the break right here on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soils vary greatly from field to field and even within a field. There is no one-size-fits-all management strategy for soil health. Farmers are concerned about salt-affected soils, soil loss through erosion, and overall reduced soil health leading to lower yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council has supported research and extension efforts at NDSU for the past several years in regards to soil health. Field days and workshops, web-based resources have been created to serve as resources for producers. Short videos have been produced on topics ranging from tips on planting cover crops to tillage equipment effectiveness. These videos, along with other soil health information, can be found on the NDSU Soil Health webpage at ndsu.edu/soilhealth. Please check the webpage to learn more about each of these projects and about soil health in general.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, are a big sponsor, title sponsor, for our broadcast from Tampa, Florida, for the NCAA Frozen Four. Cannot wait to bring you our special broadcast tomorrow and Friday. And I tell you what, First International Bank and Trust, thank you, helping dreams come true one customer at a time. Ide Bailey, a top 25 CPA firm, thank you. Midco Sports Network, the official TV broadcaster of UND Hockey. Valor Insurance, helping you manage your risk, leaving you more time to build your business. Find out more online at Valor.com. Bellwood Transport, the Valley's the link to the nation since 1955. Keep on trucking. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Army's West Sports Bar, Dickinson, a great place to watch UND Hockey. Pro Rehab Fargo, and you can find them online at ProRehabFargo.com. Exceptional therapy, specialized technology, accelerated healing. The Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, helping credit unions succeed. Thunderseed, first in the field. Advanced Business Methods, a leader in office equipment solutions in North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota since 1971. Now, an employee-owned company. Find out more about them at abmnow.com. And our friends at Icon Architects as well. They're doing some great community-inspired projects I want you to know more about. So keep listening. We'll tell you all about it. You'll learn some more about those fine businesses, our fine sponsors, for our live broadcast from Tampa, Florida. Back to more. What's on your mind with Mr. Pat Finkins?
Thank you, Scotty. Scotty's, of course, at the Frozen Four, on his way there, actually, right now, to cheer UND onto a national championship. If you want to be part of the show, join us at 1-800-228-0550 or 258-0550 in the Bismarck area. Our guest this hour is in his regular town hall meeting, Kevin Kramer, Congressman Kevin Kramer. And Kevin, let's go to the phones right away. We've got Philip on line one. Kevin, or I'm sorry, Philip, did you have a question or a comment for the congressman?
Hey, Philip. Well, good morning, Kevin. I had a lot of respect for you until the convention where you endorsed Donald Trump, and I'll explain why. I was a Republican delegate for 8 years. I'm not this year. The reason is how the convention was handled regarding the Ron Paul young kids at the convention. The end of it, I'm sitting next to Wayne Stengel and Al Jager, and Al puts his hand in there, and they pulled the plug on the Ron Paul kids, and they were just trying to do their convention process. At that point, I'm 3 feet away from Wayne. And I said, Wayne, you'll never get my vote for governor. I said, I'm done being a delegate. Now, to the Trump question, how can you support Donald Trump when his record, his lifetime record, is that of a liberal? He's donated to liberals. He supports liberal causes. Everything about it. Just because the guy has an election year conversion, you're actually saying that he has a better conservative voting record? Kevin, I know you're a conservative. How could you not support Ted Cruz?
Well, I didn't say I don't support Ted Cruz, but I endorsed Donald Trump over Ted Cruz for a couple of reasons. And one of them, I think, dovetails perfectly into what your frustration with the Republican Party was 4 years ago. I was equally frustrated. You might recall, Philip, I didn't attend that convention as a candidate because I don't like the way our party is starting to close down the shop and keep the control tighter in Bismarck rather than giving voice to the hundreds of thousands of Republicans who don't go to conventions. And in the case of Donald Trump, our party is doing the very same thing to him. Now, he may not be as conservative enough. He certainly, I agree with you that his history has been much more liberal or moderate. Now, I also would say he's been a pretty pragmatic businessman. And while election year or campaign year conversions create some suspicion, they'll also celebrate them. My son, I told this story at the convention. It's true. I have a 9-year-old son who we've been through Common Core math with now for 2 years, and it's the disaster of disasters, lest anybody wonders. Just ask the parent of a third grader. And he's watched a lot of the debates, and his conclusion was, and for a long time, by the way, he didn't like either Trump or Cruz. He liked all the nice guys. They're all out now. And he said, you know, Dad, both Donald Trump and Ted Cruz want to get rid of Common Core, but I have a feeling that Donald Trump would do it faster. In other words, Donald Trump is speaking both to conservatives and others. He's speaking on behalf of people who are afraid, while our party pretends in many respects that there's nothing to fear, at least certainly our president does. He gives voice to people who want to see more urgency. I agree with all of those things, but Philip, the bottom line for me was that 188,320 people voted for Mitt Romney, and 187,000 of them don't come to our convention. And I when I did my poll, Trump was the lead, and I want to be true to that. But, yeah, do I wish he was more conservative and had a better record of being conservative? Yes, I do, but I'm glad he's won now.
Philip, thanks for the call. Let's move on to our next caller. We're going to try to sneak one more in for the break. Kevin, we've got a text here. Let's go to the text first.
Sure.
Did you like your candidate's concession speech last night in Wisconsin? How about his hitman saying Trump supporters should protest the national convention and give out delegate hotel rooms? The election can't be stolen if it hasn't been won. So what's your reaction to the listener who just sent that text in?
Well, sure. So I think the first question is the most relevant. I think the other stuff's a little bit nuancy. But no, I didn't like his concession speech. I would much rather that Donald Trump's be magnanimous and say, you know, I didn't expect to do well in Wisconsin. I thought I'd do better than this. I didn't expect to do well. We got beat on the ground. You know, acknowledge some of those things and say, but, you know, we're moving forward and we're going to win big in New York. And we're going to do our best in Colorado and Wyoming and give people reason to be for him as opposed to against others. I share his frustration in some respects with how some of our national leaders have treated his candidacy. You know, when you have an entire campaign that's to stop somebody as opposed to promote somebody, which is something I just don't agree with. Campaigns to stop somebody, I prefer campaigns to support somebody. That frustrates me. And he's not a perfect candidate, but given what we have to choose from right now, I think he represents our best opportunity as a party. And more importantly, how we treat his candidacy will have a great impact on how whoever comes out of the convention how much momentum they have and how much unity there is behind them.
Well, and also how many of those new voters he's generated that will stay with us through the election.
Right.
Kevin, we got about a minute and a half left. I did want to ask you about Paul Ryan and Donald Trump. As President Trump is President Trump, how's that going to work with your friend? I mean, you're a close friend and have formed a really good relationship with Speaker of the House Ryan. How's that going to work?
I think it'll work great. One of the assurances I've had from Donald Trump and from people who know him very well, including North Dakotans who have done business with him, is that Donald Trump, while he's, you know, he likes to do the big stage thing, he is a person who surrounds himself with experts. As an example, Donald Trump's a generalist. That's been his strongest suit. While others have talked about, you know, the details of things, he's been a generalist. Now, that might be a limiting factor as well. But how he can utilize that is to say to a guy like Paul Ryan, listen, I want a simpler, flatter tax code. I want to be more competitive globally with our tax code. You know the details of how to do that. You know, let's work together on drafting that. I need your expertise. I think Paul Ryan would welcome that. In fact, I know he will and wants to be part of that. You know, Ronald Reagan talked about a simpler, flatter tax code, but the one he eventually adopted was Jack Kemp's. And that's what great leaders do, and I'm confident that's what Donald Trump is.
Kevin, thank you very much. I hope you can stick around and finish out the hour.
Of course.
Great conversation so far. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, and we'll be back with more with Kevin Cramer after the break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following: a 2009 John Deere tractor, 9630, with only 960 hours; a 2012 John Deere 1890 NT 60-foot air drill; and a 2006 John Deere 9860 SDS combine. Numerous headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information on these items and hundreds more, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Talk Radio Town Hall on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by B-Mobile. So what's new and exciting at B-Mobile, you ask? You know them, right? The largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless in the region. The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network is Verizon. And right now, the Samsung S7 and S7 Edge are in at B-Mobile. They're here. And they have all kinds of one-of-a-kind features. I've been talking a lot about, from the better camera to the better battery, the fast wireless charging. These things really are great. Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge, the phone for you. B-Mobile, everywhere you are, at home, the lakes or beyond. Nobody has more locations in North Dakota. Find one near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Wednesday's Talk Radio Town Hall Day with Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us today. And, of course, your guest host, Pat Thinken. Pat?
Hey, Scotty, thank you very much. Of course, Scott is on his way. In fact, I just got a text from him a couple minutes ago. He is boarding the plane to go to the Frozen Four in Tampa Bay. And as always, a shout-out, good luck this weekend and this tournament to the UND Fighting Hawks. And by the way, if you want to be part of the show, you can join us on the Cloverdale Hotline. That is 1-800-228-0550. That's the Big Flavor Hotline, just to be clear. Or you can join us in the Bismarck area at 701-258-0550. And our guest this hour is Kevin Cramer in his weekly town hall. And Kevin, an email we just got, too bad Trump and Cruz butted heads. They would have been unstoppable together, was the thought of that.
You know, it's funny. That is a great email because therein does lie some of the gamesmanship of politics. And it's an area that I think, if Donald Trump started over with the experience he's had, maybe he'd handle it a little bit differently, and perhaps Senator Cruz as well. Neither one of them has been great at getting along with other people. That's kind of an hallmark. Now, it's also been their strongest suit and maybe their greatest, maybe they're somewhat of a limiting factor. But the thing I've noticed about Donald Trump, and I'd be interested in what callers think about this observation, but I've noticed, like on the debate stage, you know, after he gets done, like, punching and counter-punching, and then everything's okay with him. He kind of, it's like an old football game. You know, you beat the tar out of each other for an hour on the gridiron, and then you kneel in prayer in the middle of the field. And he has that sort of ability, but I don't, maybe doesn't calculate quite as much how those bridges are you know, those bridges are going to be important to walk back across. And so it's interesting now as you think about, for example, a guy like Marco Rubio. What's he going to do? What if in the end of this, what would be a unifying action that would bring all of the sides back together? Because, Pat, I do think one of the risks we run at every level of politics is when our rigorous debate becomes personal to some people.
Right.
And I've learned that. I respond very differently than I used to respond to people. And so it's a bit of a, I think it's one of those sort of lessons you learn perhaps over time.
Hey, let's get back to the phones. We've got Representative Jim Casper on the line from Fargo. Welcome, Jim. Did you have a comment or question for Kevin this morning?
Well, thanks, Pat, and hello, Kevin. Good to see you at the convention. Nice to hear you on the radio. I have a couple of observations. You're talking about Donald Trump and so on. You know, my wife, Sandy, and I were on vacation in Las Vegas when the right before the caucuses in Nevada, we went to the Trump rally. And there were 8,000 people there, just sort of like the venue in Fargo, but much larger. And what's ironic, we had a picture taken of us holding a Trump sign. Sandy posted it on her Facebook. I see that the Democrats got a hold of her post, and she wrote on the post, we're at the Trump rally, it's exciting, et cetera, et cetera. The Democrats take it and doctored it up and wrote on their website, it looks like Representative Casper has endorsed Donald Trump at the North Dakota Republican Convention last weekend. So from the perspective of slippery politics, that's at it. That's at the worst. But I did call about Common Core.
Sure.
You know, we had a brief discussion at the convention, and we discussed, you know, North Dakota still, because of the federal law, is embottled embroiled in an organization called Smarter Balanced Assessment Consortium.
Right.
And until we withdraw from that, Kevin, because it was a memorandum of understanding that North Dakota joined up with that. There were originally 24 states, we're now down to 14. But until North Dakota officially withdraws from Smarter Balanced, we are bound by the memorandum of understanding to abide by the Common Core guidelines that they're implementing and going to continue to implement. So I'm wondering if you could comment about that.
Sure. Well, let me put it very simply. In our bill, in the federal bill, we removed any financial incentive, coercion, anything else that would require North Dakota to, or even to encourage North Dakota to stay in it. So here's my simple, plain advice as a father of a third grader. North Dakota needs to remove itself from the consortium. I mean, I do not know for the life of me why, if we actually believe we're excellent, why we would submit to somebody else's mediocrity. It's never made sense to me. Collectivism is not a Republican principle, and as well-intentioned as the early drafters of Common Core might have been, governors should not get together with other governors and say, what can we all do together? Governors ought to get together with other governors and share best practices, perhaps, learn from one another, perhaps, but we need to maintain the sovereignty of our states and not acquiesce because it's easy. And if that sounds critical, I guess it's intended to be. We need to learn these lessons. So my advice, Jim, would be get North Dakota out of the consortium. We certainly should have learned by now the lesson of it, both politically as well as the implementation of it.
And I would just make the final comment that we can do that simply by Kirsten Basler sending a letter to Smarter Balance, simply saying North Dakota is withdrawing. And that is what has to be done for us to get out of there. So it is a simple process. I hope she will learn from the convention vote that's where our people in North Dakota really are.
Well, and I think go ahead, Kevin.
Pat, what I think is important, and this is something I said early on when Common Core, even being debated in the state legislature, and I didn't comment because it's none of my business except as a father of a child, and my wife was pretty active at the legislature, is that not only do we allow North Dakotans to oppose Common Core, this is something I've never believed was going to work out. This is one of those political things where oftentimes when liberals start taking over or when we start going liberal directions, oftentimes the momentum carries the day and we can't stop it. Common Core is just the opposite. Common Core is one of these things that the more that's learned about it, the less people support it. And the sooner political leaders figure this out, again, listen to the people outside of the walls of the legislature, the better off we will be. We have all the expertise and excellence we need in North Dakota to do this stuff without having to be part of some consortium.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jim, thanks. Jim, thanks for the call. We've got a bunch of people waiting, but I think you're going to find we all agree on this subject, and I would I'm feeling pretty confident that as long as we have a Republican governor and a Republican legislature, by this time next year, we're going to be well out of that and on our way with our own standards. In fact, I think you're on a committee, aren't you, that's developing North Dakota standards for North Dakota students, including testing.
Yeah, well, Pat, I am, and I don't want to be disparaging, but I have been quite frustrated with the direction of that committee, and I'm just hoping that we change directions. We have another meeting next week on Monday, and I think the discussion really ought to center around let's have North Dakota parents, North Dakota administrators, the Department of Public Instruction, and citizens get involved in doing our own standards and assessments and our testing like we should have been for years, and let's get out a smarter balance. And I think that's hopefully after this weekend, maybe the Department of Public Instruction might have a little bit different viewpoint on that, and I certainly hope they do.
Well, that's the direction the ship is sailing. So, Jim, maybe after that meeting you can come back in, be a guest, and we'll talk more about it then. Representative Jim Casper, thank you very much for your call. We've got a couple minutes before the break. Let's go to Marley on line one. Marley, did you have a comment or a question? Oh, we just lost Marley.
Oh.
Let's go to
on the Big Flavor Hotline?
On the Big Flavor Hotline, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
There you go.
Let's go to Galen on line three. Galen, did you have a comment or a question for Congressman Kramer?
Yes, I did. I have a comment, and that was my first state convention I attended over the weekend, and I want to thank Congressman Kramer for his support of Donald Trump and for the way he treats everyone else who was there and always had time for listening to people. And I hope he hangs in there in supporting Donald Trump, because I think Donald Trump is the only one who really has a plan for securing our borders, stopping the flow of improperly vetted refugees and immigrants. And with his great business background, I can't help but believe that he will lead us, and I love hearing Dr. Ben Carson give a very
great speech
and why he thinks we should support Donald Trump.
Yeah. Thanks, Galen.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to tell you that it was the preceding political announcement was paid for by Donald Trump for president. Anyway, thanks for the comments, Galen. I will tell you, it was great. I mean, all other bets aside, it was great, the kind of attention. And when you see these people up close and personal, Carly Fiorina,
yes.
Ted Cruz, Ben Carson, you know, I mean, we really had a stable of really capable, talented people who were committed to conservative principles at that convention.
And
quite frankly, every one of them would have been a better president than.
Absolutely. And let me add to that, Pat, all of our own candidates. I mean, think of how big our tent is. It was on full display. And this is what we need to be celebrating as Republicans and why unity is so critical right now. Here we had a couple thousand people bursting at the seams, listening to national candidates, you know, electing everything from auditor to United States Senate candidates, multiple candidates in several races, great diversity. And over in the Democrats, you know, convention, they had this narrow little tent that just stretches one way, and that's to the left. I mean, they squeezed about everybody they could off the left edge into that tent, but it's a very, very small tent. So, it was a pleasure to be part of it. And by the way, the leadership, they did a great job. Kelly Armstrong, he deserves a medal along with his team and the volunteers for that convention. They were great.
Well, and I was a supporter of Kelly's for running for chairman, and this is exactly why. This guy is common sense. He's flexible. You know, there were a couple of votes the way we approached the delegate selection. Some of the things that happened that some in the crowd was not really happy about. And so he'd do a roll call. He'd actually do a vote instead of just a voice vote, and took extra time to make sure that everybody was heard and that everybody was fairly counted. And boy, I'll tell you what, you're not the only one. He got big kudos all weekend long, or all week long so far, from everybody who participated. It was really quite remarkable. Contrast that to 4 years ago in an unfortunate situation where maybe the rules had not caught up to the kind of enthusiasm that we were starting to see at this level. We're just not used to presidential politics playing a role in our discussions here, really.
That's right. That's right. It's good to be us. And that's, you know.
Kevin, I'm going to have to put you on hold. I'll let you finish that thought after the break. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, Pat Finkins sitting in for Scott Hennon, and we'll be back with more after the break.
like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks, to Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Kneeling in prayer, Donald Trump kneeling in prayer. Yeah, right, Kevin. Donald Trump kneeling in prayer with the 2 Corinthians, yep.
PetroServe USA helping America fuel better. Yeah, not feel better, fuel better, because they connect up North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. And it works. Plus, they have the 4-for-4 special all day, every day, PetroServe USA, where you can get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 delicious cookies. 4 items, $4 from PetroServe USA. Under the red, white, and blue. Look for them. Tell them Scott sent you. Kevin Cramer in with the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Back to more of your calls.
questions, comments with guest host Pat Thinken on What's On Your Mind, Pat.
And you can be part of the show if you just join us at the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. The number is 1-800-228-0550 or in the Bismarck area, 701-258-0550. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline. Anyway, our guest this hour is Kevin Cramer, Congressman Kevin Cramer. And, you know, the one thing about it is the other thing that Donald Trump can do can make the phones ring. So he elicits strong opinions. Let's go back to the phones. We've only got time for probably two callers. So let's go to Mel on line four. Mel, welcome to the show. Did you have a comment or a question? You got about 60 seconds.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm a retired teacher, and I've taught at high schools and colleges, and I think the biggest concern I have, and I think a nation should have, is the deterioration of the educational system. With all the money North Dakota got on oil, I don't know what has been done to even help that. I'm back in Jamestown now, and I'm really, really concerned. Nobody addresses it. I graduated in 1964. We didn't need No Child Left Behind. We didn't need any of these programs at all because I had some great teachers. And unless that changes, you know, this whole country is going to hell in a handbasket. We can't survive with kids that's coming out, and I'm seeing them in colleges now like refugees from high school. It's got to change.
Well, Mel, you raise a very important concern. You know, the United States has lost its top position in education by a long ways. I don't know if we're even in the top 20 anymore. And while we know it's not the 1960s anymore and the chalkboards have been replaced with smart boards and you know, laptops and iPads are replacing textbooks, and some of that's okay, but we can't let that be the substitute for the basics and the foundation. I do worry that we've lost a lot of that common sense.
Mel, thanks for the call. I have to inject one comment here because I agree wholeheartedly. My mom was a teacher. She got her master's at UND. She wrote a couple of textbooks with a Harvard education professor, Vito Perone. You know, she started the New School program here. She also teacher learning centers all over the state. She in the 70s and 80s, she was a pretty major player in the education world, and she always said the same thing: the key to a good education system is good curriculum, but the best teachers. And that is, you know, you can't regulate that in. We've got to be able to have the resources to hire people who will be the best teachers, but then we also got to hold them accountable. So I agree with that caller completely. Let's go to line two. Marty, you're welcome to the show. Did you have a comment or question, Marty, for Kevin Cramer?
Yeah, I do. I'm just, I'm a coal miner myself here, and I kind of, you know, I have two small children that I see every day, and it just really, really takes me off. Oh, there's nothing. It almost seems like it's out of my control. Nothing I can do about it. Every day that I go to work, it's like someone can take that, my whole livelihood, away from me and my family. And it's almost like you have no say. And the law that they came out with, I believe, is just, it's BS the way they came out with it that way. And I just hope, well, Trump or any Republican gets on. That's the only thing that could change it and save us.
Well, Marty, you're exactly right. We have got to have a Republican president to work with the Republican Congress to absolutely get rid of this crazy clean power plan. The ignorance that somehow we're going to run this country on intermittent green energy. The day that Air Force One can fly with a solar panel as its fuel source is the day I'll accept what Barack Obama believes about it. But they have no concern. I mean, remember, Hillary Clinton has promised she will carry out Barack Obama's war on coal. She has pledged it, and she has said they're going to necessarily kill several coal mining jobs. She says it as though it's a matter of pride. So you're right. We are at a turning point, and this is a crucial election. And whether it's Donald Trump or someone else, we've got to win it.
And that gets back to your point that no matter what happens, we all have to band together and show up in November and elect a Republican. Because, I mean, there has not been an election, a presidential election, I think, more critical to North Dakota's future and preserving our economy than this next election, when you consider just the issue of attitude towards fossil fuels. And it's not just coal, it's oil, natural gas, all of that. And this is a critical election in the next cycle.
Yep, keep it in the ground is their entire philosophy, and they've proven it with one rule after another. Now, many of them have been held up by courts, rightfully so. Some of them we've been able to slow up through legislative process. We're all working together on it, but we can't hold it off forever. We've got to have a Republican president.
Well, thank you very much for your call, Marty. We got 60 seconds for, well, we don't even have 60 seconds. I don't think we got time to go to that call. Hey, Kevin, any parting shots today? What's next on your agenda? What's, now that you're through the convention, what's coming up?
Yep. Well, I'm at UND right now. I'm going to visit with some poli-sci students and then go over to Red River High School and visit with high school students, make my way back to Bismarck yet tonight. And some radio in between. So it's just being a member of the House. It's all the same whether you're campaigning or doing your job. It's just talking to people.
Congressman Kevin Cramer has been our guest, and you're listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll be back with the Republican nominated candidate for governor and his lieutenant governor right after the break.
I want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started today. Stop by your local Gate City Bank location or visit GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettsValleyCity.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.